Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about Venus as it enters Leo and Mercury entering Gemini. But in case you missed it, last week, we talked all about June 3rd's full moon in Sagittarius. So if you'd like to know more about that, then definitely listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week, we will tell you everything you need to know about Saturn retrograde and some changes and reflections that will be happening in society during that transit, and also how to set intentions for the new moon in Gemini.
And after a short ad break, we're going to get right into it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So Venus entering Leo, this is quite a very long transit, so you're going to want to pay attention to everything that we're about to say. Venus enters Leo on June 5th at 9:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, what do you need to know? Venus in Leo is a period of time where you find that it's a lot easier for you to put yourself out there as you become just a little bit more confident, enjoying that Leo sun-like energy. It's also a great time for you to express who you truly are outwardly.
So how this affects you, while Venus is in the sign of Leo, you might be feeling more creative, more confident in the way that you express yourself, and open to exploring new things and trying new things during this time. Because Leo is a very bold sign, you might be more open to expressing your appreciation for others and feeling very passionate as you are having conversations and spending time with other people.
So why this matters? As I mentioned earlier, Venus is going to be in Leo for a really long time. So you're going to be experiencing this energy a lot. I think I mentioned this last week, but during the midsummer, Venus will retrograde in the sign of Leo. So it's important to pay attention to what happens in the first half of this transit. So when the retrograde comes, you'll know what themes you'll be revisiting in your life during that time. I know a few weeks back too, we also got a couple of questions about what it means to have a natal Venus retrograde. If you have a natal Venus retrograde, do not worry about the upcoming Venus retrograde. But since I know we've gotten a few questions about retrograde planets, just wanted to remind you all that we have a really great episode all about retrograde planets, how often they happen, what they mean, how they affect you, and also what it means if you have that planet retrograde in your chart, if you wanted to get a little bit of insight to what you can expect during just a regular Venus retrograde, but we will eventually talk about the Venus in Leo retrograde in the future.
Something else you might not know about this Venus transit is that Venus will be pretty harshly aspected. This won't be the most straightforward Venus in Leo transit, and we will discuss those aspects in detail in just a moment. In case you were wondering how long Venus will be in Leo for, as Jade said earlier, Venus enters the sign of Leo on June 5th, and it will stay in Leo until October 8th when Venus enters Virgo at 9:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So during this very long Venus in Leo transit, there are two rising signs that are more likely to find love, that being Aries rising, since Venus will be in your fifth house of romance, and Aquarius rising, since Venus will be in your seventh house of relationships. Now, there are some key dates that you'll want to pay attention to while Venus is in Leo. The first being June 5th, Venus will be opposite Pluto. Venus opposite Pluto can provoke transformation and healing within all of your relationships. You might find that you're really reflecting on all of the relationships you have in your life and all the ways that you and everyone in your life have healed and grown.
And then on June 7th, Venus will be square the nodes. Squares do bring about some tension. So during this transit, you might find that you are experiencing some challenges that ask you to reevaluate your priorities and make adjustments to your relationships or creative endeavors.
And then on June 11th, Venus will square Jupiter. Now, as Kara mentioned, squares do bring some tension. And the one thing to know with squares to Jupiter is they do bring a tendency to overlook things. So you might find that in your relationships, there might be certain things you are assuming or overlooking, and it can cause some expectations to not be in alignment. Also, since Venus does deal with money, I do always advise with Venus square Jupiter that you're just being very careful with what you're doing with your money.
The last aspect that Venus in Leo makes that we want to mention for now happens on July 2nd when Venus will be square Uranus. This aspect can bring some changes to our relationships and social life. It also can ask us to find a balance between independence and spending time with others.
And since I did mention that there's a retrograde happening in midsummer, I thought you would want to know what those dates are. The Venus retrograde happens between July 22nd and September 3rd, if you just wanted to know about that in advance. But do know that as we get closer to the Venus retrograde, we will have an episode that covers everything you need to know about the retrograde, key dates, and everything else. The next thing that comes up in astrology that you're going to need to know about is Mercury entering Gemini. This happens on June 11th at 6:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, what you need to know about this: your communication gets a little bit easier. You might find that you're really wanting to socialize and learn new things.
Something you might not know is that Mercury is at home in Gemini, so this is a very positive sign, as Jade said, for our communication. Gemini is a very versatile and adaptable sign, so you might find that you are generating a lot of new ideas, trying new things, exploring new hobbies, enjoying reading, writing, podcasts, and things like that.
So how long do you have to experience this really fluid communication? Mercury will enter Cancer on June 26th at 8:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between June 11th and June 26th to really make the most out of Mercury in Gemini. Now, there are some key dates you'll want to pay attention to while Mercury is in Gemini. The first one being on June 15th, Mercury will be square Saturn. Squares can bring some challenges. With Mercury square Saturn, you might find that when it comes to communication, you might be holding back a little bit, and you might take on a bit more of a practical and realistic mindset.
And then on June 17th, Mercury will be sextile Venus. Sextiles are positive aspects that will bring a pleasant and social energy to the way that you are communicating with others. It is a good time to express your feelings and to enjoy the company of other people.
And then on June 21st, Mercury will be sextile Mars. This is really great for problem solving, thinking quickly, and expressing yourself in a very confident manner.
The last aspect that Mercury makes happens on June 25th. Mercury will be square Neptune. Squares do bring about some challenges, so you can expect there to be some confusion or misunderstandings in your communication on that day.
So that's pretty much it for this week. But if you had any questions about how any of these transits might affect you on a more personal level, then this is your reminder that we do offer readings. Readings are hosted on an app called Intro, which allows for FaceTime style calls. We have readings for as short as 15 minutes to as long as 1 hour. You decide what you want to talk about. When you go to book the reading, there's a slot for you to type in all of your questions, and we'll be able to answer anything you want to know face to face on the call.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Saturn retrograde and the new moon in Gemini. So definitely stick around for that one. But if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, then make sure you're following us on social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday.